Thanks for listening to Adopted Believers. I'm your host, Daniel Nelson, and today we're going to be mixing things up a little bit. We are first going to take a look at Hebrews 7, verses 23 through 25, and then we are going just to be taking a little bit of a behind-the-scenes look at this podcast. So I wanted to do it behind the scenes, but I also realized that y'all are not here to listen from me. You are here to listen from God's word. So I'm going to give that to you first. And then if you want to stick around, you are more than welcome to. So the passage reads Hebrews 7, 23-25 in the NIV. Now there have been many of those priests since death prevented them from continuing in office. But because Jesus lives forever, he has a permanent priesthood. Therefore, he is able to save completely those who come to God through him because he always lives to intercede for them. So, just a little bit of background. Hebrews is a book that deals heavily with Old Testament themes. We have angels, we have priests, we have saints. All sorts of this stuff in Hebrews, and I really appreciate the book of Hebrews. I mean, obviously because it's God's word, but also just because of how it ties together. Hebrews and Isaiah really are very similar because Isaiah is almost like a tie to the New Testament because it's so evangelical and so focused on Jesus. And Hebrews is like the same thing. It is so focused on the Old Testament and on these rituals and how they showed faith in the Old Testament and really ties these two together. It's almost like you could put Hebrews in the Old Testament and Isaiah in the New Testament. It's really cool to me just to see how the Bible is so intricately woven together. And in this, we're focusing on priests. So priests are really important in the Old Testament because they intercede for the people of Israel. The people of Israel, the way they demonstrated faith is by believing that God would pay for their sins. And the way that they did that was by offering sacrifices. These sacrifices did not pay for their sins. Rather, it was a sign of faith. It was an acting out, and it was almost like a down payment, if you will. Now, obviously, this metaphor falls short because the sacrifice didn't pay anything. Jesus did. But it was a down payment, if you will, awaiting the full payment of Jesus' sacrifice. I love the metaphor. Shai Lin, he's a Christian rapper and theologian. He uses the metaphor of saved on credit, if you will. So it's almost like they put it on Jesus' credit card. And on the cross, Jesus paid for the sins of all these people, all these Old Testament believers who did not have Jesus' payment yet, but they had faith in the coming Savior. And while they didn't have faith in like Jesus Christ because they didn't know him, they didn't have like a concrete like, okay, Jesus of Nazareth, I believe in him, because they didn't know who Jesus would be, but they had faith in God, that God would send someone to pay for their sins. And obviously, we now have faith in Jesus because, you know, we know who Jesus is. We know him personally, whereas Abraham would have only seen him vaguely, would have seen a foreshadow, if you will. And in this passage, we're looking at the old priesthood and the new priesthood. In the Old Testament, there would have had to been many priests because obviously priests die. Aaron was a great priest, but he only lived but for so many years, so he had to be replaced. And that is contrasted with Jesus. Jesus, he lives forever. He's got a permanent priesthood. And look at what the passage says. He is able to save completely those who come to God through him, because he always lives to intercede for them. This is so massive. And I'm going to come back to this passage next time just because it's so important. And I probably should not have picked like a day to do a short episode on this particular passage, but just I want us quickly remember, Christian, that you are saved completely, because you're going to sin, you're going to mess up. But remember, you have been saved completely. Your debt has been paid off. When you make mistakes, when you sin, when you do stupid stuff, get back up, because Jesus Christ has forgiven you. You don't get back up because, you know, you have willpower, or because, you know, you just keep going like a cat poster. You get up because you are forgiven. You are a blood-bought child of God. That's why we need to preach the gospel to ourselves every day. Not just as a motivational, like, oh yeah, I'm saved. Like, no, you are God's son now. Your debt has been paid. And Jesus Christ has paid for every single one of your sins. That's all that we're going to look at today. Just remember, Christian, your debt has been paid. The victory's won. And we're going to come back to that. I know I did not do that passage justice yet, but we are going to look at that next time. And hopefully that was like a little bit of an appetizer, if you will, for next time. But I mentioned that I was going to take a behind the scenes look. So I want to just kind of explain to you how this, the process of an ABP episode goes. So sometimes, you know, we'll do book studies, and what we'll do is I'll pick a book and then I'll just study through that chronologically, like 1 John, Isaiah, and Judges, and I'll just go straight through that. And that's how the planning goes for that. And sometimes I'll do, like with Psalms, that was a little bit of an anomaly where I just pick particular Psalms I wanted to study through. And now what I do is I'll take passages that I read in my Bible reading, just my personal reading, and then I'll teach on those. Just passages that I've already meditated on, already, you know, kind of soaked in. That way I can save time studying if I've already studied and meditated on it in my own personal reading, if that makes sense. So that way I'm not just like, you know, completely going like off, no notes, you know. I've already looked at this before and I've already kind of soaked in this. And it saves a little bit of time for me. And so I can do still do a quality job, but also stuff where I've already been, if that makes sense. And another thing, so I've talked about planning, picking the passage, and then I'll soak in the passage, find its context. You know, today the context is Hebrews and looking at the Levitical background of the Christian faith. And now what I'll do is I'll start recording. I'll use my laptop. The laptop I've got is a nice, great machine. It does what I want. It is not a Mac. It has a touchscreen, which that's one just real time out. Why do Macs not have touchscreens? Like, I feel like if $50 devices can have touchscreens, $1,000 can have touchscreens. I forget the reason is like, it's not ergonomic. It's not very comfortable to touch the screen. But it makes no sense to me why it's not an option. You know, like, if I don't want to touch my laptop screen, I won't. And if, like, I use the touchscreen on my laptop a decent amount, it does not make a lot of sense to me. But I guess they have to like keep people buying the iPad so they can't put touchscreen on their Macs. I don't know. But I use my laptop. I use a Rode microphone, the NT USB Mini. If all this doesn't make sense to you, it's okay. It doesn't really make a lot of sense to me, but people have taught me how to do this stuff, so I'm good now. It is a very nice microphone. It's small. I can hold it. I actually hold my microphone now. I used to just put it down, but I like holding it. I don't know why. It just kind of works. And what I do is I use Audacity to record the audio and edit it. Audacity, it's a free-to-use software. Very nice, easy to use, pretty powerful. And I'll record the song, I'll record it, and then I'll edit it, make the sound, you know, clean. Again, this is not something I know how to do, but I've been taught. Pastor Ben Saunders, he's been on this podcast, I think twice. He helped me out a lot with that. And then once I edit it, get the final product, I'll export it as an MP3 file. You probably know what an MP3 file is. And then I will upload that MP3 file onto Anchor's website. Anchor is a podcast hosting platform. It's free to use. Very nice. They don't monetize it at all unless you want to. And I choose not to just because y'all aren't here to hear Walmart commercials. And I put it on there, and then Anchor puts it in their database, and then they send it out to Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and all sorts of other places. And it's also uploaded to my website, adoptedbelievers.com. And then that is that. That is the making of a podcast episode. I try to do these ahead of time. So I've gotten good about that. This is actually the 6th podcast I've recorded this week. So I try to, you know, give myself a little bit of time. That way it's not like, you know, Sunday night and I'm editing an episode. I try not to do that. But sometimes, you know, it is what it is. If I'm busy for a week, you know, I might not be able to get to doing an episode. But fortunately, I've been able to get back right. But right now, I'm a little bit less than a month ahead of time. So that is a little bit of background for you. And as I mentioned earlier, you can go to our website, adoptedbelievers.com, and you can find the finished product there. And you can find podcast articles about us. I think that's it. And you can find some cool clip art for the podcast. My dad, he puts up some nice clip art. Let's see. I actually do not check the website just because, like, I don't need to hear myself talk again. I mean, I don't know. Maybe some people like hearing themselves talk. I feel like it's pretty natural to not like the way you talk. Oh my goodness, what a cool clip art. He's got a nice, it's for the Foundation of Good Works. He's got a beautiful, look at that foundation, man. That makes me want to watch this episode. But anyways, I am going to see you all next time as we continue and take a better look at Hebrews 7.